At the moment, we project growth to be around 1.5%. We think growth of services sectors will continue to be really sound at above 3%. We expect modest growth in mining and in manufacturing. And then the agriculture sector is really having a very difficult year this year. Your listeners may know about developments in the rural areas, and it is just the news that is from rural areas, it is just very difficult, and we take that into account in our growth projections.
The World Bank has also used the word deflation. May you explain what this means?
Well, deflation is the opposite of inflation. Inflation is you use when the prices are increasing, and deflation is when prices are falling. And at the moment, on aggregate, in total, consumer prices are at the moment falling in Zimbabwe. That is, Zimbabwe uses the U.S. dollar, and in the prices are dollar-denominated, and these prices are coming down at the moment.
And what steps must Zimbabwe take to address its economic challenges?
Difficult global and climatic developments have made it imperative to and accelerate and intensify the policy reforms that can speed up the restructuring and the recovery of the Zimbabwe economy to counter the effects of external shocks. Many reforms initiatives have been started over the past few years, and some even more recently, labor market flexibility, leasing of redistributed and state agricultural lands, clarification of indigenization rules, easing the cost of doing business, mining fiscal framework, state-owned enterprise governance. There is a lot. But even though many of these reforms are not particularly costly from a fiscal point of view, they may have involved difficult political compromises, and very few of them have been fully completed, and so the impact on the economic recovery is delayed. In a difficult year like this, we encourage the authorities to really refocus their efforts to complete these reforms.
And from your dealings with Harare, would you say there's a commitment to implement some of the recommendations that you are listing here?
Yes, I think there is, on a lot of these things, there is really strong progress. And I think many of the people in government really want to see these things completed. It is just that some of the discussions within government, they take time. And that is to some extent normal. But at the moment, the pressures to complete these reforms are stronger because of the difficult situation in the country.
How are you working with Zimbabwe to turn around its struggling economy?
Well, Zimbabwe is still in arrears to the World Bank and to other creditors, so we don't have access to our normal lending instruments. But we do have a trust fund, which is the Zimbabwe Economic Recovery Fund, the ZIMREF fund, we call it, that allows us to provide limited resources in a small number of sectors. We have a small project in the water sector, which was signed yesterday.